you would, turn to page 130 of your book, or if you're following along on your device. As I was preparing for points this morning, I realized that I had made comments on this reading a year ago. So my preparation was easy, but deciding exactly what to focus on was the challenge for this year. So I'd like to do some reminding, but if you would go towards the end, about five or six lines from the bottom, the actual message for today is where it says, shun immorality. And last year I spoke about some maybe mistranslations or unfortunate translations for some of the words in here. Both those words were on my list. The word shun in Greek, fevgete, literally means escape, go away. Very strong, you know, it's very simple but very strong. It means leave and depart. Not only once, but it's in the actual, as grammar goes, it's actually in the continuous imperative, which means that do this continuously. And continually depart and leave and avoid and don't do whatever comes after, which is immorality. And again, that was the other word that was sort of tempered here in this translation, but the word is pornea, which we could say is wrong sex, sexual immorality, sexual sins. So some folks, you probably have heard that, you know, Jesus never said anything in the gospel about sexual sins, you know. So, but that's a little bit naive. We only know what Jesus said from the apostles who wrote what Jesus said. And so the same source, whether it's the apostle Peter, who didn't write a gospel, obviously, the apostle John, Peter and John wrote letters. They talk about immorality or sexual sins. Paul says he heard the gospel directly from Christ. So another mouth of the apostle talking about this. So there's no, like, super important because it's in the gospel and Jesus said it, and questionable or debatable because some apostle said it. As a matter of fact, only the apostles said it. We don't have a recording of Jesus. We only know what Jesus said. It came from the mouth. The apostles said, Jesus said this. And when St. Paul or any of the apostles say something in the letter, they're saying it with the same authority that they or their fellow apostles said what Jesus said. That's why we say, and I confess, one holy Catholic and apostolic church based on the teachings of the apostles. Okay? So, yes, it is in the gospel in the larger sense, do not commit sexual sins is what it's saying. And why is it today that we're saying that? Well, we should be saying it every day to ourselves and, you know, in church. But as you know, today is the Sunday of the prodigal son. This lesson is saying, don't do that. And then what you're hearing in the gospel is the story of someone who did do that. So while we're, you know, here's the sort of protection, here's the, you know, saying, don't do that. Because actually, and especially, this is directed to Christians, okay? This is Christians who have, you know, died and resurrected with the Lord in baptism, who have, you know, whose bodies have been purchased, you know, by the Lord, whose bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't do these things. Because it could turn out very badly. As it says elsewhere, your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He who damages, harms, corrupts, destroys the temple of God, God will do the same thing to them. Oh my God, it's a threat. And it's a threat and a promise. And we also have the equally important words of the gospel coming up of should, God forbid, it happen that we fall into something like this. Is it all over? Is it, you know, are we done for? Well, not yet, because there is repentance. There is forgiveness. There is reception back, and there is restoration. So let's take all that together, and that's the message today, both of epistle and gospel reading. Don't sin, but if you do, there's still hope.